Well, yesterday, Missouri's Attorney General, Andrew Bailey, has been on the job now for 3 to 4 months or so. He was in Kansas City meeting with law enforcement, wanted to welcome him on the KCMO, talk about his visit to town. Mr. Attorney General, good morning. Thanks for being here. What brought you to Kansas City yesterday to meet with law enforcement? Do we have you, Mr. Attorney General?
Hey, Pete, can you hear me? Sorry, I'm having a little phone signal problem here.
Yeah, we got you loud and clear now. So okay. What brought you to town yesterday?
Hey, thanks.
Oh, gosh.
His office has an office there in downtown Kansas City, and so we were there to meet with staff and kind of engage with them and explore some of the things they're working on and make sure we've got our arms around moving everything in the right direction, and that's important for us. The other thing we were there to do was to go up to Platte City, and we met with the prosecutors, sheriffs, and police chiefs in the 5th, 6th, and 7th judicial circuits. And so wanted to make that touch, wanted to engage with our local law enforcement officials and demonstrate where we fit in the criminal justice system, show some of the resources we have to deploy in the fight against violent crime, and better partner with local officials.
Well, that's admirable, obviously, and I'm glad that you guys were here, and certainly Platte County has great folks on the prosecutor side of things. So when you look at maybe how, let's be honest, most of the crime is Jackson County, specific to Kansas City, Missouri. Did you meet with the Jackson County prosecutor? Because a lot of folks would tell you that there are problems in that office.
Yeah, well, I have not met with Gene Peters Baker yet. I mean, we have resources available right now to deploy in the fight against violent crime and stand ready to assist prosecutors when called upon to do so. And so we've got 22 prosecutors, hundreds of years of combined prosecutorial experience. We handle 100% of felony appeals, so all the cases are coming to us eventually. And there is a statute that allows us to move in and take cases and assist prosecutors. So those resources are ready to deploy now. We've got office space in downtown Kansas City, and we stand ready to deploy those assets in the fight against violent crime.
Okay, so you're saying that if the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office said they don't have the bandwidth, don't have the manpower to prosecute violent criminals, you're saying that you've got people here at the state level through your AG's office that are ready and able and willing to help today on that fight?
That's true, and that's true for Kansas City. I view crime as a regional problem. Criminals don't care that there's 114 different counties plus the city of St. Louis, so 115 different jurisdictions. Crime doesn't care that there's 46 judicial circuits. It's a regional issue that needs a regional approach, and so we've got to have some looking up the law across jurisdictional lines, and the state stands ready to assist in that endeavor. The other thing I would say is that this offer stands open to any prosecutor across the state of Missouri. We prosecute cases from the Boot Heel to the Northland, and so we stand ready to assist and plug the gap and stand there in the gap in the fight against violent crime.
Okay, that's good to note, and I'm glad you were here visiting with some of our area folks yesterday. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is on KCMO Talk Radio. Now, the other thing that's of note yesterday, you've made headlines for, you have issued emergency regulation and a tip line to report transgender procedures on minors that you are calling child abuse. What is that? What do people need to know about that when it comes to possible bad actors in Missouri on that front?
Well, we had a whistleblower from a transgender pediatric clinic in St. Louis come forward a month or two ago and make allegations that if even one-tenth of those allegations are true, it's nothing short of child abuse masquerading as medicine. And we asked the clinic to institute a moratorium on new patients to give us time to explore what safety measures were in place to protect kids from administration of puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and dangerous and irreversible surgeries, when we know that the FDA has not approved these drugs for these procedures. They're viewed as experimental, and that the FDA has told us that these drugs can cause brain swelling, blindness, loss of bone density. And that's why European nations that are far to the left of America culturally have walked away from these kind of dangerous procedures. And so we wanted to put an end to it, give us time to figure out what safety measures were in place, but the clinic refused and used the excuse that they were the only clinic in the state of Missouri that provided these kinds of treatments. Well, subsequent investigation has revealed that's not true. There are clinics all over the state that are offering these kinds of treatments. So we've got to stand up and make sure that there are safety measures in place to protect kids. And that's what the emergency rules are all about. And the tip line is designed to help us understand what is going on in these clinics that could be a danger to our children. We know that there's been some very specific and credible allegations made. And if those allegations are true across the board, more work needs to be done to protect kids.
How are you protecting tipsters?
Well, we take the information. That information could potentially be part of subsequent litigation. And so that is one way in which we can protect tipsters. But we want to have a conversation with those tipsters to understand what their what harm they suffered, what they saw, what they experienced, and how willing they are to come forward and help us in the fight against child abuse.
So how does this tie? Like, does the state legislature need to pass something in this? Or are you saying, chemical castration of minors is already clearly illegal in Missouri, or is there still this gray area where the state legislature could do something to help you out on this front?
Well, we definitely need legislation passed to clarify this issue. Look, the depth of depravity of the woke left vastly outpaces our ability to pass statute. And this is just one flashpoint in that ongoing battle against the woke ideology of the left that would harm children to advance their ideology. And it takes time for our General Assembly to catch up with that, not out of a lack of motivation from our legislators. Quite the contrary. It's the legislative process is inherently slow, and that's intended to make change slow, to maximize freedom and protect individual liberties. But in this instance, the depth of depravity of the left has outpaced our statutes. So a bill is absolutely necessary, and we're encouraged by the work the General Assembly has done. Our emergency rule is just one more layer in that ongoing effort.
But your emergency rule is entirely, I guess, constitutional, and you have no questions or qualms about that being something that gets challenged in court or anything of that nature.
Yeah, that's right. The people's elected representatives in the General Assembly enacted a statute that empowers the Attorney General to promulgate these rules. And it's been that authority has been affirmed by the Missouri Supreme Court and actually broadened by the Missouri Supreme Court in recent decisions. So we're confident in the legality of our action.
Okay. Andrew Bailey's on KCMO. So you are, I don't know if naming names is something you're comfortable doing or want to do, but you are convinced that this stuff is not just happening at that one clinic in St. Louis. You think it's happening across the state, which I would assume mean it's happening here in the Kansas City area.
That's absolutely right. And we know that Planned Parenthood advertises these kinds of procedures on their website. So we know that this is happening across the state, or at least is offered across the state of Missouri. And we need to have a better understanding from a policy perspective of how often it's happening and what safeguards these clinics are using. I mean, if, like I said, if even one-tenth of the allegations that the whistleblower in St. Louis made are true, and if those are universally applicable, which we have every reason to believe that they are, given the depth of depravity of the woke left-wing ideology that pushes this kind of stuff, then this is nothing short of child abuse.
Mm-hmm. Andrew Bailey, Missouri Attorney General. Informed stuff out of him. We always appreciate the time. Glad you were here yesterday for the visit, Mr. Attorney General, and appreciate the work you're doing.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Talk soon.
You bet. Andrew Bailey on KCMO.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.